Well, they know exactly what they've got to do. Ignore the matchup at the Pirelli Stadium, like Burton Albion against Barnet. They know they've got to get a victory today.
Very nervous. Felt sick since about 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Can you do it? Big question.
We've got to rely on Burton as well, which is a big worry.
Oh, look at this T-shirt he's got on. Believe it says he's got the orange shirt with the black writing and the Bulls crest on there. Ian, this could be probably one of the best days of your life or one of the worst.
Yes, it could go either way. As you say, it's a cliche. But, you know, we've got to believe in miracles.
Well, Hereford kicking off up the slope towards the Blackfriars Street end in this first half. Purdy with a chip to the far post. Faces header! He's put Hereford in front here against Torquay United. It's Hereford 1, Torquay 0. Delroy Facey with the header.
A close range header.
Checking as Pell looks at the referees, taking it now. And it's there! It's there! Harry Pell puts Hereford 2-0 in front. The far side, tried a shot into the box. Going to Purdy.
Oh, yes!
It's 3-0! It's 3-0, Rob Purdy! Surely that's enough already. 40 minutes gone. Hereford United 3, Torquay 0. The goal. I think we've got some news as well at the Pirelli.
Yeah, let's go there, Steve Miller.
Oh, I'm afraid it's terrible news for Hereford fans. Barnet now lead by 2-1.
Fairly on the counter-attack, and there's the final whistle.
Well, that's it.
Hereford have won this match. They've beaten Torquay by 3-2. They prevented Torquay from getting automatic promotion, but they're relying on the scoreline from the Pirelli Stadium, where they want Barnet to lose points.
Well, let's go there now, and Steve Miller.
Well, the final whistle has just gone here, I'm afraid, and Hereford United are out of the Football League. Barnet have secured a 2-1 win here at Burton Albion.
Joining me now is Richard O'Kelly.
You know, I came in, the Hereford United's gone down, so, you know, everything's a bit mixed up at the moment, so I need a bit of time to go away and think.
It's Harry Pell with me. Harry, you must be absolutely gutted.
Words can't really describe how me, the team and everyone really around the club's feeling right now. It's not just the obviously we've been relegated, it's the way that we have, and you know, everyone will say that we've had a roller coaster of a season, but it's just so cruel that we've gone to Crawley knowing what we need to do. We've done the job and we've done it again today against two top teams, and it's just so cruel that the way that we've been relegated.
I'm here pitch side with David Keat, Hereford's chairman.
I don't know, I guess Richard must have a open mind. I mean, he's good at his job. He